Google workers angered over hypocritical remote work policies. By Lucas Nolan on July 10, 2021. Google employees are reportedly upset over the company's policies related to remote working and what they deem to be special treatment for some workers. One worker claims, Google doesn't prioritize the needs of human beings. CNET reports that as Google employees worldwide make plans to return to work at the company's various offices, one employee named Laura Devesson will not be joining them. For months, Devesson, a site reliability engineer, negotiated with Google over a potential relocation and became angry over Google's inflexible policies, eventually handing in her notice. Last fall, Devesson and her team were told they would need to relocate to North Carolina from the company's Sunnyvale, California offices. Along with the move came a 15% salary cut, and in late March the team was told it would be a 25% cut. A month later, the team relocation plans were scrapped entirely. "This feeling that I can't realistically leave the Bay Area and work for Google is enough for me to have decided to leave," Devesson said. "It's the fact that Google doesn't prioritize the needs of human beings. The fact that we have lives outside of work, that people actually have families." In May, Google CEO Sundar Pichai revealed plans for a hybrid work environment for Google employees that would require most employees to work from their offices at least 3 days a week beginning in September. Under the new structure, 20% of the workforce would work remotely while another 20% could work from new locations. Conflict over remote working intensified last week when Ursula Holzla, one of Google's longest tenured and most senior executives, announced plans to work remotely from New Zealand. Holzla's plans angered workers who consider the approval of Holzla's moves from management to be special treatment. "After 3 decades in the U.S., my wife and I both felt it was time to consider a new location," Holzla wrote in an email to employees. "We've decided to spend a year in New Zealand and see how we like it. To be clear, I am not retiring, just changing my location." Two Google employees say that Holzla's situation was an example of Google's hypocritical policies. Employees said that the announcement of Holzla's relocation particularly angered them due to his vocal disapproval of remote work. Devesson, the Google employee currently resigning, said that Holzla had a policy of not letting people work remotely unless they were assigned to an office and that he wouldn't consider remote work for people who hadn't reached a certain level of seniority. Read more at CNET here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.